Mike was waiting for something. He whispered urgently to the others.
Go on, now.
The two savages murmured. Jack spoke sharply.
Go on.
The two savages looked at each other, raised their spears together, and spoke in time.
The chief has spoken.
Then the three of them turned and trotted away. Presently, Ralph rose to his feet, looking at the place where the savages had vanished. Sam and Eric came, talking in an awed whisper.
I thought it was, and I was, scared.
Piggy stood above them on the platform, still holding the conch.
That was Jack and Maurice and Robert, said Ralph.
Aren't they having fun?
I thought I was going to have asthma.
Sucks to your asthma.
When I saw Jack, I was sure he'd go for the conch. Can't think why.
The group of boys looked at the white shell with affectionate respect. Piggy placed it in Ralph's hand, and the little ones, seeing the familiar symbol, started to come back.
Not here.
He turned toward the platform, feeling the need for ritual. First went Ralph, the white conch cradled, then Piggy, very grave, then the twins, then the little ones, and the others.
Sit down, all of you. They raided us for fire. They're having fun, but the...
Ralph was puzzled by the shudder that flickered in his brain. There was something he wanted to say. Then the shudder had come down.
But the...
They were regarding him gravely, not yet troubled by any doubts about his sufficiency. Ralph pushed the idiot hair out of his eyes and looked at Piggy.
But the... Oh, the fire! Of course, the fire!